إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then to continue with Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah, the creed compiled by Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, alaykum salam. Then we reach point, as it's numbered here, point number 63. And we had a few lessons ago, we began on the subject of al-Ru'ya, wal-Ru'yatu haqq li ahli al-Jannah. And the ru'ya, the seeing Allah by the believers on the day of resurrection, is true. So for the last couple of lessons, that he's brought proofs for that, and a refutation of those who misinterpret that. And then in this section here, he continues to mention some principles that apply with regard to this attribute and with regard to other attributes. But he's continuing here principally on this same topic. So first we begin with point number 63 from the author's text. لا ندخل في ذلك متأولين بآرائنا ولا متوهمين بأهوائنا. The saying of At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, we do not enter into that, interpreting it, in accordance with our own opinions, nor forming ideas based upon our desires. I'll just repeat that. We do not enter into that, interpreting it, in accordance with our opinions, nor forming ideas based upon our desires. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, said in his explanation, as is done by the Jahmiya and the Mu'tazila. We don't do what they did. As is done by the Jahmiya and the Mu'tazila, and those who learned from them and took their view with regard to baseless misinterpretation, ta'wil. Rather, what is obligatory upon us is that we follow the book and the sunnah, and we do not interfere with our own intellects and our own thoughts, and use them as judges upon what occurs in the book and the sunnah. What is obligatory is that the book and the sunnah, they are made to judge over our intellects and thoughts. So he made clear there, the way of the people of the sunnah is that we make the book, and the sunnah judges over our intellects and thoughts, contrary to the Jahmiya and the Mu'tazila, who do the opposite. They make their intellects and their own thoughts judges over the book and the sunnah, over what they'll accept or not accept from the book and the sunnah. And with regard to this point, then Ibn Abil Izz, in his longer explanation of At-Tahawiyyah, he makes a nice point. Part of what he says in this regard, and there is no doubt that Allah has forbidden speaking about him without knowledge. Obviously, with the practice of the Mu'tazila and Jahmiya, that's what they do. They speak about him and they make false misinterpretations with regard to seeing him and with regard to the rest of the attributes. Contrary, as the Sheikh said, Sheikh Fawzan, contrary to the people of Sunnah. So Ibn Abi al-Izz said, and there is no doubt that Allah has forbidden speaking about him without knowledge. He, the Most High, said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانَهُ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 33. The seventh surah, Ayah 33. With the explanation, say, my Lord has truly forbidden for you foul deeds, that which are apparent from them, and that which are inward, and sin and transgression against the people without right, and that you associate in worship with Allah that which He sent down no proof for, and that you say about Allah that which you do not know. This ayah, the scholars, people of explanation and tafsir, they mention this ayah as given a list of things which Allah has forbidden. And the list, as the list goes on, the things get worse and worse, the sins get worse and worse, until at the end, shirk is mentioned. And yet after shirk, something is even mentioned after shirk, something has been more severe even than shirk. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you say about Allah that which you do not know. As-salamu wa rahmatullah. Then some of the people of explanation, they explain this point, that obviously somebody may ask the question, how can something be worse than shirk? But shirk is mentioned, then something else. In the order, it should be something more severe. So they mention that indeed speaking about Allah without knowledge is a category of shirk, is a type of shirk. Indeed, it's the origin of shirk. It's where the rest of shirk comes from speaking about Allah without knowledge. Then Ibn Abi al-Izz, he brought a second ayah showing the forbiddance of speaking about Allah without knowledge, and he said, and He the Most High said, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Surah Al-Isra, the 17th surah, Ayah 36, with the explanation, and do not say what you do not have knowledge of. Then Ibn Abi al-Izz said, so it is upon the servant that he takes that which Allah sent His messengers with, and that which He sent His books down with, that the servant takes that as being the truth which must be followed, so that he believes that it is the true reality and the truth, and whatever is besides it from the speech of the rest of the people, then he should test that against it, against the revelation. So if that conforms, then it will be true. But if it conflicts, it will be falsehood. And from the speech of the people, if that conflicts with the revelation that's sent down, it will be falsehood. And if he doesn't know, does it conflict with it, or does it agree with it, then this speech will be something ambiguous. Either what the person who said it means is not known, or what he means is known, but it's not known whether the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came affirming that or denying it. Then in these cases, the person should withhold from that speech and not speak except with knowledge. Well, ilm and knowledge is that which is established by proof. And that which is beneficial from knowledge, and nafi', that knowledge which is beneficial, because there's knowledge, obviously, which is not beneficial. He said, and that knowledge which is beneficial is that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Then he said, and there may be some knowledge from other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, this will be in the worldly affairs. If it's knowledge and it didn't come from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then without a doubt it's knowledge of dunya, knowledge of the worldly affairs, such as medicine and mathematics and farming. But as for matters pertaining to Allah and knowledge of the religion, then in this matter, knowledge about it must be taken from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not from anyone else. So again, affirming what At-Tahawi and Shaykh Al-Fawzan brought here, that the basis is what occurs in the book and the Sunnah, the basis about Allah's attributes, about seeing Allah and the rest of the attributes and so on, the basis is what occurs in the book and the Sunnah, and then people's thoughts and intellects are subservient to that. Then with regard to the next point, point number 64, well, actually, they mention a small footnote here as well. They mention a hadith in this regard. They say, from Aisha radiallahu anha, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he said, Inna abghadar rijali ila Allahil aladdul al-khasim, that the most hated of men to Allah is the argumentative person who disputes. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, hadith 2457, and also reported by Muslim. Again, contrary to what should be the case. Somebody arguing with texts, not just accepting. Not accepting just the book, the text of the book and the Sunnah, but being an argumentative person. Then with regard to the next point, point number 64, then At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَا سَلِمَ فِي دِينِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَلَّمَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلِرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. For no one will be safe in his religion except one who submits to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and to His Messenger. Obviously, this principle follows on from the principle he just gave. Point number 63, we do not enter into that, interpreting it in accordance with our opinions, nor forming ideas based upon our own desires. Then this point, for no one will be safe in his religion except one who submits to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, and the meaning of sallama, he submits, is he accepts whatever came from Allah and from His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has iman in it, just as it came. Not interfering with it by distorting its meaning and interpreting it away. This is the meaning of taslim, submission. And he mentions a quote. He said, and Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala, said, آمنت بالله وبما جاء في كتاب الله على مراد الله وآمنت برسول الله وبما جاء عن رسول الله على مراد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, I believe in Allah, and in whatever occurs in the book of Allah, upon what Allah meant. Upon the basis of whatever Allah meant, what He meant. And I believe in the Messenger of Allah, and in what occurs from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meant. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, not upon the basis of desires and distorting the meaning, and upon the basis of the sayings of people. So again, the saying, agreeing with the principles that are being mentioned here. And then they bring a small footnote here. They quote someone who was famous from the people of Kalam, and then at the end of his life, he realized the error of that way, the following the way of Kalam, rhetorical theology, speaking on the basis of the intellect in the affairs of the aqidah, affairs of belief, and affairs of Allah's attributes. So he said, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Umar al-Razi, one well known as Fakhruddin al-Razi, that he said, when he realized the error of their way, these people who bring their intellect into this affair, and make their intellect a judge over what occurs in the book and the sunnah, that he said eventually, نِهَايَةُ إِقْدَامِ الْعُقُولِ إِقَالُ وَغَايَةُ سَعِي الْعَالَمِينَ ضَلَالُ وَأَرْوَاحُنَا فِي وَحْشَةٍ مِّن جُسُومِنَا وَحَاصِلُ دُنْيَانَا أَذْيٌ وَوَبَالُ وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَحْثِنَا طُولَ عُمْرِنَا سِوَى عَنْ جَمَعَنَا فِيهِ قِيلَ وَقَالُوا. They mention this occurs in Tabaqat al-Shafi'iyya of al-Subki, that al-Razi, he said, something that could be translated roughly as, the end result of using the intellects, uqul, was getting tied in knots, iqal, and the striving of the people, meaning his people before, the people of theological rhetoric, kalam, people who are using the intellect in these affairs. He said, the striving of the people led them only to being misguided, and our spirits were estranged from our bodies, and our world ended in harm and calamity, and we did not derive any benefit from our researches throughout our lives, except that we gathered people's statements and hearsay. He said and they say. In other words, doing the opposite of what Imam Shafi'i said, believing in Allah, and believing what occurs in the Quran, upon what Allah meant by it, not twisting the meaning, misinterpreting, and so on. Then Shaykh Fawzan continues with the explanation and said, whoever submits and complies and refers whatever is unclear to him, and whatever he doesn't know the meaning of, or he doesn't know how it is, then he refers all of that back to the one who knows it. I mean, this is the meaning of submission here. The person complies. And if there's something which is unclear to him, then, as he said, if it's unclear to him, or he doesn't know the meaning, or he doesn't know how it is, then he refers all of that back to the one who knows it, who is Allah, the perfect and most high. So whoever has a problem in understanding should refer it back to the people of knowledge. And above everyone with knowledge, there is one who knows more. And if the people of knowledge don't have knowledge of it, then in that case, it is obligatory to entrust it to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic and Most High. If it's a matter that he can't understand, then if he refers it back to people of knowledge and they don't have knowledge of this particular point, then he said it is obligatory that he entrusts it to Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Then the next point, point number 65, وَرَدَّ عِلْمَ مَشْتَبَهَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِهِ. And this, obviously, this point again, it continues again from the previous point. For point number 64, for no one will be safe in his religion except one who submits to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and to his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then this point 65, and who? I mean, no one will be safe in his religion who does this as well. Except one who does this as well. Who refers whatever is unclear to him back to the one who knows it. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, and for this reason, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask his companions about some affairs which they did not know, they used to say, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger know better. Allah and his messenger know best. So they hadn't used to enter into complex and meandering statements and enter into what they themselves surmised. If they didn't know the answer to something, they didn't start going in with their intellect, they just said, Allah and his messenger know best. The Sheikh said, so if you find a trustworthy scholar who can explain it to you, then all praise is for Allah. And if not, then remain upon your submission and upon your firm belief that it is the truth and that it has a meaning, but that its meaning is not clear to you. So again, affirming what is the meaning here of taslim, the taslim that's obligatory upon us, the taslim, the submission to Allah, that if we don't have it, then we will not be safe upon the religion. So he mentions, as he said, that that will necessitate that if there's something we don't understand, obviously primarily here, with regard to the attributes of Allah, if there's something we don't understand, then if we refer it back to the people of knowledge, either they can explain or they can't, in which case, if they can't, then we entrust it to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. However, he said, if that's the case, that there's something that we don't understand in that regard, we don't comprehend the affair or how it is, then, as he said, then we remain upon submission and upon the firm belief that it is the truth and that it has a meaning, but that the meaning is not clear to you. Then he continues with point number 66, وَلَا تَثْبُتُ قَدَمُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ التَّسْلِيمِ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ. And Islam will not be firmly established except upon the basis of unrestricted submission and surrender. Sheikh Fawzan said, correct Islam will not be established except through full submission to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Now he gives an evidence for that. He said, he, the one free of all imperfections, said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 65, with the explanation, "So know, by your Lord, they will not truly believe until they make you," mean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "judge in whatever they dispute about. And then they do not find any resistance in themselves against what you judge, but they rather submit fully." They rather submit with full submission. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, "And al-istislam," is this being the correct word in explanation of the word Islam? People very often say the word Islam means peace, and we know, as we've heard before, the error of that. The meaning is al-istislam, and so on. He said, "Al-istislam, surrender, is compliance with and obedience to everything which comes from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That was, in other words, that the point here, point number 66, "And Islam will not be firmly established except upon the basis of taslim wal istislam, submission and surrender." And here he explains what is this surrender. He said, meaning compliance with and obedience to everything which came from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he continues, Al-Tahawi continues with the next point. Obviously, all these principles being connected. فَمَنْ رَامَ إِلْمَ مَا حُذِرَ عَنْهُ عِلْمُهُ وَلَمْ يَقْنَعْ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ فَهْمُهُ حَجَبَهُ مَرَامُهُ عَنْ خَالِصِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَصَافِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَصَحِيحِ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, "So whoever seeks after that which his knowledge has been prevented from, and who is not satisfied regarding his understanding with submission, then his seeking will block him from pure and sincere tawheed, and from clear awareness, and from correct iman." Shaykh al-Fawzan said, whoever does not have iman in these things which his knowledge has been screened away from. I was referring to affairs, the points that came before. That there are certain affairs that our knowledge does not reach. Our knowledge cannot reach. And the Shaykh said, so whoever, and these affairs, we have to have iman in them. If they occur in the book or in the sunnah, we must have iman in them, even if we don't fully comprehend them. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so whoever does not have iman in these things which his knowledge has been screened away from. For example, he gives an example. Ilm al-kayfiyya, the knowledge of how. We don't, as we had many times before, how Allah's attributes are, we do not know. We don't know. So he said, for example, the knowledge of how. Then what is obligatory upon us is to have iman in that. We have iman in the whatever the affair is, and to entrust it, mean to entrust its knowledge to Allah the Mighty and Majestic. Then he gives an evidence from the Quran for that. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِن رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 26, with the explanation that as for those who have iman, as for those who truly believe, then they say, it is the truth from our Lord. And as for those who are unbelievers, then they say, what does our Lord intend by this example? Then he gives a second ayah, He said, and he, the mighty and majestic, said, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 7, with the explanation that He, Allah, is the one who sent down the book to you. From it, there are some ayahs which are clear and decisive. They are the foundation of the book. And then there are others which are unclear on their own. So as for those who have deviation in their hearts, then they follow that which is unclear from it, desiring discord and desiring to interpret it in accordance with their own desires. And no one knows its true reality except for Allah. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning that Allah has screened knowledge of it away from the creation. So therefore don't tire yourself out with it. Those things that Allah has screened knowledge of us, those things that Allah has screened away from us knowledge of, don't tire yourself out with regard to it. He said, then he said in the next part of the ayah, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Completion of the next part of the ayah. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they say, we have iman in it. All of it is from our Lord. That's what the people of firmly grounded in knowledge say, whether they understand or whether they don't. That we have iman in it. That's the basis that must be there. Whether you understand or you don't. The details or you don't understand the details. We truly believe in it, we have iman in it, all of it is from our Lord. Those things which are clear to us and those things which are not clear to us. The Shaykh said, they submit and surrender. And their lack of awareness does not prevent them. I mean, their lack of awareness of its meaning does not prevent them from having iman, from truly believing in it, and from submitting to it. Or the meaning is that they refer what is unclear from the Book of Allah back to that which is clear from it in order to explain it and to make its meaning clear. And they say, all of it is from our Lord. Again, stressing this principle, the basic principle in these affairs of iman, these affairs of aqidah and the like, is the first thing that must be there is submission. Submission to the text of the book or the sunnah. Whether we understand or we don't understand, that's something secondary. But the first thing must be acceptance, iman, and full submission. And with regard to the next point, point number 68, again, continuing. So we just have point number 67. So whoever seeks after that which his knowledge has been prevented from, and who is not satisfied regarding his understanding with just submission, then his seeking will block him. I mean, this seeking beyond what he can't understand, not being satisfied with just submission, then his seeking in this case will block him from pure and sincere tawheed, and from clear awareness, and from correct iman. Then point number 68. فَيَتَذَبْذَبُ بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّكْذِيبِ وَالْإِقْرَارِ وَالْإِنْكَارِ. So he will waver. So if that's the case with him, then he will waver between unbelief and true faith. Between attesting and denying, between affirming and rejecting. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, so whoever does not submit fully to Allah nor to His Messenger, then he will be prevented from knowledge and awareness of Allah and from knowledge and awareness of the truth. So he will therefore be in useless complexities and erroneous affairs. I mean, the one who does not submit to the text of the book and the sunnah. In these affairs, the affairs of belief, affairs of Allah's attributes, and so on, to the rest of the affairs. The one who does not submit in this to Allah and to the Messenger, then he will therefore be prevented from knowledge and awareness of Allah and knowledge and awareness of the truth, resulting in what? That he'll just be in, as the people of innovation were in, the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah and the like, he'll just be in useless complexities and erroneous affairs, in what their own intellect have made up. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and this is the state of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, those who waver, yet a dabdaboon, who are sometimes with the Muslims and sometimes with the hypocrites. Sometimes they affirmed, sometimes they denied. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 20. About the hypocrites, the explanation. Whenever light shines for them, they walk in the light. But then when it becomes dark, they stand still. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, but as for the people of Iman, the people of true faith, then whatever they know, they speak in accordance with it. And whatever they do not know, then they entrust its knowledge to Allah, the Majestic and Most High. And they don't overburden themselves with something which they do not know. Nor do they say about Allah that which they do not know. For speaking about Allah without knowledge is equal to shirk. Indeed, it is greater than shirk. Allah the Most High said, and he quotes the ayah that we had before, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 33, with the explanation, say, my Lord has truly forbidden foul deeds, that which are, those which are apparent and those which are hidden, and sin, and transgressing against people without right, and that you associate anything along with Allah that which He has sent down no proof for, and that you say about Allah that which you do not know. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so he made speaking about Allah without knowledge above committing shirk with Allah, which shows the severe danger of speaking about Allah without knowledge. Again, indicating what came before, that being the practice of those deviant sects, especially in the matters of the affairs of Allah's attributes. They don't stop at the text, they go beyond it. They give false interpretations to the text. They say the text means such and such and such and such. We believe the text with this meaning and that meaning. So the Shaykh is making clear the severe danger of the like of that, speaking about Allah without knowledge. Then the 69th point that we'll take as the last point here, because it's all connected, again, that a person, continuing, that a person who does not have this taslim in these affairs and in all affairs of the deen, whoever does not have taslim, submission, full submission to Allah and to His Messenger, then he will end up, as has been described in these ayahs, or rather has been described in these points, and has been described in the last point, and then it continues, he will be muwaswisan, ta'ihan, shakan, لا مؤمنا مصدقا ولا جاحدا مكذبا. He will be a person suffering from whisperings, one who is lost, a person who is in doubt, neither being a true believer upon Iman, nor being an outright rejecter and denier. Yarhamukallah. He will be a person suffering from whisperings, one who is lost, neither being a true believer upon Iman, nor being an outright rejecter and denier. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is the state of the people of uncertainty and hypocrisy. They are always doubters. They are always wavering and indecisive, wavering to and fro. Because this person has not become firm upon Islam and has not submitted to Allah nor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as Allah said about the hypocrites, that they are مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 143, with the explanation that the hypocrites, they are waverers in between. They are not with these, and nor are they with those. And as he said about them, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayahs 14 and 15, with the explanation that when they, the hypocrites, they meet the believers, they say, we believe. But when they go off and are left with their devils, they say, we are with you. We were just joking. Or we were just mocking. Allah will mock them. And he gives them rope in their transgression for them to wander blindly. And then, as we said, the points, they still, these principles that apply in this matter of seeing Allah, and they apply to the rest of the attributes as well, they continue, and we'll take the rest of them next time, inshallah. As he said, wala, the next point, and they... It's not correct. Iman in seeing Allah is not correct, except, and it continues. So we'll leave the rest till next time, inshallah. Any points of clarification? And obviously, as we remember the point again, that At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, that he doesn't bring a point here, except that it's in refutation of somebody. A refutation, for example, here, of the like of the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila. Those who are not upon, in this matter, they are not upon submission to Allah. When an ayah comes to them about Allah's attributes, they don't just accept it. They raise objection to it. They raise the objection that it's against our intellect. They don't just submit. And if they can't understand with their intellect, they don't say, well, it doesn't matter, we submit and we accept it. And we leave its meaning, we leave it to the people of knowledge. We ask the people of knowledge, they didn't ask the people of knowledge. At the very least, they should entrust its meaning to Allah, but they didn't even do that. They say, no, it must mean something different. Then they chase after a meaning. They chase after a meaning with their own intellects for it. Wallahu musta'an. Any points of clarification? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك